This is the week we've all been waiting for. We tried to do our best not to hype it up too much or not to look ahead of ourselves, but from the very first podcast this year, Ray Brewer, Case Kiefer here, we talked about Palo Verde and Bishop Gorman, what that matchup would mean, how great it would be. It's here. It's this week, Saturday, 1 o'clock at Palo. We got to be patient just a little bit longer because we got to talk about what happened last week, Ray. Both Palo and Gorman won decisively. What do you take out of both their performances?
Well, I take out that they're, as we talked about in August, the two elite teams in Las Vegas. And the way they won, you know, Palo Verde shut out Centennial. Gorman had a little rough spot early against Arbor View and cruised to victory. Two convincing wins, two great programs to create the matchup that we've been waiting for since August. Four straight year that the schools have played. It's a rivalry that is fun to be part of. Close games, well coached. You know, oftentimes in Las Vegas case, you go to a game and there's not too many people there. Won't be the case this Saturday. Get there early if you want a seat. It's Palo Verde, Bishop Gorman. It's real football. There's going to be hard hitting, good execution, intensity, all the fanfare you could want. It's what we've been waiting for all year because it's the two best teams that people care about.
Talking about the stands being packed and not many seats open, that reminds me of the game I was at last week. I got to take a moment and bow here, pat myself on the back, because Liberty just absolutely destroyed Las Vegas. It was a great atmosphere. I got there about 45 minutes before the game. It was already packed, but one sideline had a lot to cheer about, and one, not very much. They tried to get the Vegas Rocks the House song going, which I can't believe people actually listened to you enough to do that. But guess what? Vegas got their house rocked by Liberty. All I can say is I was right.
Well, here's the deal. Color me shocked. And I know I'm not the only one in town that was shocked at that outcome. You're even shocked. There's no way you think that Liberty jumps out to a 35-0 lead against Vegas. Liberty, to its credit, Case, played a perfect game. Or maybe it wasn't perfect. But they executed, you know, it was two contrasting styles. Las Vegas' speed, Liberty's power. Liberty's power won out. All the credit to Liberty in the world. They went into Vegas. They executed its game plan. They took Vegas out of its game plan. And in the process, they were so big and physical, the Vegas players were afraid. Right, Hassan Henderson, clearly not himself after he got hit a few times. Liberty hurt Vegas. End of the story. I thought Vegas would just run around them. Their speed was not even a factor.
I think you made a great point about getting hits in on them early. I don't know if this came across in my story so much, but it reminded me so much it reminded me when I was a youngster and I played a game. We played this game. We were a big underdog against this really fast team. And our coaches emphasized, you got to hit them hard a couple times. They'll never be the same. For the first two possessions, we just buried these guys, hit them as hard as we could, and they were never the same. This was a long time ago. This was before I was in high school. But I kept thinking about that game because I think on the first possession, I don't think they sacked Hassan Henderson, but they hit him hard two times right from the beginning. The first time they gave the ball to Pharrell Victor, they just pounded him. I think getting those huge hits was huge in the first half because Vegas never looked the same. They looked like they were scared to get hit by these guys, which I don't blame them. I don't want Sam Tai driving me into the ground. I can't even imagine what that feels like.
Exactly, and it just shows how important the quarterback is in that Vegas offense. You know, it's a dynamic offense. They really do great things, but if the quarterback can't get the ball to the receivers, if you can't get somebody with the ball to the outside, especially against a team like Liberty, you know, Vegas's line wasn't set to go through the tackles. Absolutely shocked. Still am shocked. I could have seen Liberty winning. No doubt about it. I told you this, you know, summer Liberty was going to be good. Do I see him winning that big?
No way.
No way. No chance. No how. But congratulations to Liberty. I think Vegas realizes what it needs to do to get better, and that's to get bigger and physical. You know, speed will only take you so far. It's speed, power, and the power they lacked.
Absolutely, and I think another thing we got to talk about Liberty is a lot of times we talk about just Sam Tyer, just the guys on offense. But this whole defense just had a great performance. Through the first 20 plays, Vegas had two for positive yards.
Well, yeah, you're right. And I think oftentimes we see Sam Tai, he's going to UCLA. He's kind of the ringleader of the in-your-face Liberty defense. But They're good 1-11. You're not in the state semifinals if you're not good 1-11 that you're out there. If you have a weakness, they'll find it. And I knew Vegas could find that weakness, but Liberty didn't have one. So props to Liberty. And Vegas didn't rock the house, baby.
They did not. The game you were at, Gorman and Arborview, we mentioned Gorman ended up winning by, what, about 35? How much – they struggled at first, though. I know they pulled away in the second quarter. The first quarter, Arborview is moving the ball. How much do you think it helps Gorman that they dealt with that kind of rushing attack, running almost the same offense as Palo that they're going to see this week?
Obviously, a huge benefit to Gorman. You know, defending against that misdirection, double-wing offense is kind of like, you know, finding Waldo. You ever know that cartoon, Where's Waldo? That's kind of like, who's got the football? Because 1 minute, some guy's got it, and then they're pitching it to another guy. And give Arborview a ton of credit. You know, they'd only lost one game going in. They were a lot better than I thought. And they had a lot of good athletes running that double wing, even, I think, better than Palo Verde. I think Arborview has better athletes running that double wing than Palo Verde does. Now, Palo Verde probably runs it better because they've been doing it longer. They have they put their players in maybe a better position to have success. But for Gorman, great test, you know, to see that offense. Sure, Palo Verde's version of it will look a little different, but they're not going to go in there completely blind. And Gorman just wasn't Gorman. You know, Shaq Powell lost 3 fumbles, unheard of. You know, the quarterback throws for 5 touchdowns, Solomon, but he misses his first 6 passes. And you're thinking early, I'm like, wow, could this be the upset of upsets? You know, I knew that Gorman was going to win, but Arborview wasn't afraid, and they ran it right at him. And Palo Verde has got to feel, Case, they got to feel like they could beat him. They got to feel encouraged by what Arborview did because they know they run the double wing better than Arborview. And Arborview got yards and yards, and they were aggressive, and they got to their blocks quick. I mean, nobody's going to be as big as Gorman. No doubt about it. So you're going to have to be quicker than Gorman. And Arborview was quicker than Gorman. Not saying that their players are quicker than Gorman's players, but they were getting to spots in the field quicker. They were making their blocks, and they were executing. Now, maybe Palo could do that for more than a quarter, because after that quarter, give Gorman all the credit. They adjusted, and they rock and rolled.
One thing we can mention to wrap up our review season, I know we talked about it last week, but I don't think this team is going anywhere. They made their first playoff appearance this year, won their first game, but you look at their roster, all these kids are so young. They really have a program that they can build on up there. So look for our review in the Northwest in the future.
Exactly, and their JVs, I believe, went undefeated this year. So Arborview, I think, is going to be around for a while.
Well, we'll get to the last game of last week, Palo and Centennial, another Northwest battle, and Palo pretty much took care of business, shut down Centennial, pretty much what both of us expected.
What we expected it. Centennial, if its offense was as good as its defense, then they might have put a scare into Palo Verde. They play great defensively. You just got to be able to score. Palo runs the clock down better than anybody in town. They're going to rush the ball 40 times no matter who they're playing, and the clock just ticks down and down and down and down.
Yeah, I've got nothing but positive things to say about every team today. You know, we're just so happy, but Centennial, they just had a really good year. Another team that hadn't made the playoffs in a long time to make it this far, and obviously ran into a Palo team that's really matches up well with them. Not much they could do, but still a great year for Centennial.
I mean, if you're in the final 6, you know, I mean, we're done talking about the basics of the world. And
you have to get a shot at basic. I thought this was over, and you get the shot at basic.
No, I'm just saying.
Was it basic in the final 4 last year?
And we gave them props the whole year, baby. We were on them. All I'm saying is that to make it this far, you're doing something right. Centennial, Arborview, they did something right.
They're unlike Chaparral.
Hey, listen. Chaparral runs the no offense plan. It's the get the ball to the other team as quick as possible.
Well, there you go. 2 games this week, of course, to decide who's going to play in the state championship at Sam Boyd next week. Liberty has to go up to Reno. Treacherous trip. I know it's a thing you always harp on. They're going to play McQueen. And, of course, we already mentioned Gorman and Palo. Why don't we start with Liberty and McQueen, Ray? Break this game down for us.
Okay. Here's the deal. Go to the Sun website right now about, what, 2 o'clock on Tuesday. The lead story is what, Case?
Snow all over. Snow everywhere. Something like that. There's a big picture of snow, and it says Northern Nevada. Oh, here we go. Winter storm pounds Sierra, Northern Nevada. Not good news for Liberty is what I think you're saying.
What I'm saying is it looks real cold and real miserable. Reno, already a miserable place in the world, getting this kind of snow absolutely ruins Liberty's chances. Case, if this game is at a neutral site or if it's in Vegas, Liberty rolls. It's two teams that are identical. Pound the football, establish the line of scrimmage. You go up north, you're miserable. Yesterday, I'm at Palo Verde's practice. 5 o'clock at night. I am freezing cold, Case. I can't feel my toes. I'm miserable. It was like 45, 50 degrees, maybe 55. Point being, I'm a Las Vegas kid, born and raised. I like the hot climate. You know, in Las Vegas, we take timeouts in the first month of the season for water because it's so hot. These kids, I know they've traveled for Liberty when they were youth football players, but not all of the kids. And how many of the kids have played, Case, in cold weather? I just think that, you know, equally matched teams, Liberty probably even a little better, dude. Unfortunately, you got to get to Reno. That's a long bus ride. And then you got to play in this 40-degree, you know, cold weather. Weather Channel .com has it raining and snowing until game time.
Well, we need to get these kids some long sleeves or something. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. It's a big factor. The other thing that I'm sure you're going to get to talk about now is the travel. I mean, that's a tough trip for anyone to go up on a bus all the way to Reno. I mean, I've never even driven up there, so I don't know how many hours it is, but probably more than five at least, right?
Yeah, it's like a 9-hour bus ride. The kids are going to leave, you know, Friday in the morning, so their practice routine is going to be all messed up. McQueen's practice routine stays the same. Then they got to travel, you know, 8-9 hours. They got to mix in a practice. They got to go to bed. Mind you, it's going to be cold from start to finish. And not just cold when, you know, I'm out at Palo Verde's practice or when you're walking your dog. We're talking like snow, earmuffs, you know. Wait till, Kainakua gets tackled in the snow for the first time in his life. How's it going to feel? Right?
Not great.
Not great. I wouldn't think so. So, in terms of the teams, McQueen's kind of like, you know, the Nebraska of Nevada high school football. Their weight facility is the best in the state. They went 11-1 this year. They're, the New York Yankees of Northern Nevada. They're always in the thick of things. They're always winning state. They beat Palo 2 years ago in the state finals. It's a real good team. They're real coached. There's a tradition of winning there. So Liberty, dude, is going to have its hands absolutely full. I got a ton of stats here about McQueen. They run the ball. The last three games, they're playoff games. They've rushed for 337 yards last week against Carson, 314 the week before against Bishop Mignogue, and 432 against North Valleys in the first round of the playoffs. Meanwhile, they've given up 73, 84, and 101 yards rushing. So this is a team that's going to establish itself on the ground. Nick Shepard, their leading tailback, he's only 5'9", 180, but he's rushed for 1,450 yards and 19 touchdowns this year. He's only once gone under 100 yards. They're going to establish the run. They're going to try to pound it on you. Does it sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. Sounds like the team they're going to be playing, which is what I think. I think Liberty, I mean, obviously Las Vegas was their best game of the year. It goes without saying they need to start the game like they did there, but I think they really need to do that again this week because they need to stun McQueen. It looks like no one has been able to run the ball on these guys. No one's been able to stop their run. Liberty needs to get all fired up. They need to be pounding their legs, doing the haka. Loudest of the year is what they need to do. They need to get in these kids' heads, stuff them, make it about 4th and 8, and they have to punt and then drive it right down them. And then I think they need to establish the tone of the game early, and I think they have a chance because, like I said, we both looked at the schedule, the stats. Liberty's probably the slightly better team, but with all the factors, it might be hard to pick them.
Exactly, and here's one thing working in Liberty's favor. McQueen, their line isn't as big as Liberty's. Liberty's, you know, you got a few kids, 240, 250, maybe even 3-plus bills. McQueen's biggest player, 270 pounds, only 7 kids over 200 pounds. Liberty, they're going to get a bus full of kids that are going to go over there. They're really going to be able to push them around. This McQueen team kind of reminds me of what Liberty saw when they opened the season against Palo. You know, Paolo's linemen, not as big as Liberty's, but they got to their spots and they blocked and they executed. I think this game for Liberty is exactly how the Paolo game is going to be. It's going to come down to the end. It's going to be nick and tuck the whole game. And it's just going to say, how do they adjust, Case, to the weather? How do they adjust to the travel? Okay, you know, random day at a neutral site, inside, no elements. I think the weather's not a problem. I think the travel's not a problem. Saturday, when winter storm pounds northern Nevada as the headline, problem.
I'm glad you mentioned Liberty's offensive line. We need to talk about these guys. They are so dominant. I don't have the names in front of me, and I wouldn't try to pronounce them anyways, but you got the Thule kid, the PJ Teau kid, everyone on their line just, I mean, they dominated the Vegas game. But another thing I want to say, I went out to their practice last week. I think part of the reason why they're so good is not because they're big, but because they're well-conditioned. This Liberty team, I would argue, runs more than any team I've ever seen in practice. The beginning of practice, they're running up and down the field for about 30 minutes. These kids have to get in good condition. I think that's something that can help them in this game.
I agree. Then again, if you're on the Final Four, you better be in good condition.
But I'm saying I will take these kids that weigh 300 pounds against any other kids that weigh 300 pounds all around the state that they can run better. I think that goes without saying.
So you're calling these Liberty kids big and athletic and in shape versus just being big.
Yeah, versus death. Yeah,
you and I are big.
I think that's
a
huge thing. Hey, I'm not ready to call myself unathletic.
I mean, I'm unathletic.
All right, well, here's the thing. I just think there's so many high school football teams, not even saying here, everywhere, what you look at and say, they're big, and I know I've harped on this before, and big doesn't always matter. If you can't last four quarters, it doesn't matter if you're big. If you're just going to fall over, it doesn't matter if you're big. Okay. Liberty is well-conditioned and big, which is going to take me to my pick, Ray. I'm not going to lie. Last week, when I really thought Liberty was going to beat Vegas and go into this game, and I thought I was going to pick the Reno team because of all the things you talked about, because McQueen is a traditional power, because it's going to be so cold up there, and none of these island kids are used to that. But after seeing the way they dominated Las Vegas, I just think it would be a slap in the face to pick against Liberty. I think Liberty wins by a touchdown, and I have a feeling we're going to disagree.
Here, we're disagreeing. Let me give you a few quick facts. Fact number one, Palo Verde, widely regarded as one of the top three teams in state. Would you agree?
Right.
Okay. It took Palo Verde three trips to Reno for state playoff games, Case, to score. Not to win. To score a point, okay? Palo Verde, who we agree is well-coached, has good players. It took them three times to score, okay? I just don't see Liberty traveling, facing the weather, and then playing a football game. Now, I know they're going to step off the bus. It's going to be cold. They're going to be intimidated. Oh, by the way, the whole entire town of Reno is going to be there because Reno people have nothing better to do. They hate Las Vegas. Okay, it could be a chess match between two kids from Reno against two kids from Vegas, and the whole town would show up because they think they've got this Napoleon theory where they're, you know, the little guy, you know, they're still upset because they had to change their area code to 775 from 702 back in the day where we got to keep our 702 in Vegas. Trust me, I'm rooting for Liberty. Go up there, represent Southern Nevada, bring home a W, baby. But I'm giving people the honest opinion. Travel, weather, being prepared. You know, any public school team that goes up to Reno that's got to take a bus, that's sleeping gosh knows where. Gorman, I love Gorman. They go up on Southwest. They're sleeping at a nice hotel. Everything's scripted out. It's easy. You know, Liberty, who knows if they're going to get a practice in? Who knows who's driving that bus? That bus could get lost. They might just roll up right when the game starts. I just don't see McQueen losing this game. It's going to be close, though. I give McQueen an 8-point edge.
Someone get that bus driver a GPS or print out some Google Maps. I'm a little worried
about
him getting
lost. There's a lot of factors.
Now.
I mean, we got some guy from a bus company that's got to get our kids up there to play.
All right, well, bus driver, just please make sure you know where you're going because now Ray has me worried about
now,
my pick.
And Liberty, you know, has gotten so much support from its fans, right? Are they all making the trip up? Are they taking another bus?
I think Gorman obviously had a lot of fans last year. I went to the game. I think Liberty will have just as, based on how they've been supported this year, I think Liberty will have just as many fans as Gorman.
And Gorman scored, 35 points real fast, perfect day for Gorman. Wasn't cold up there. Kids were eating ice cream, you told me.
It was pretty cold. It was like 35, which I guess isn't that cold.
Yeah, but there's
up there.
No snow, though.
Yeah, there's no snow. People are eating their... They had a Dairy Queen stand at the game. I'm freezing, and people are chewing on their blizzards.
I got to tell you, have I told you about my night in Reno?
Where you walk to the Denny's or whatever?
What a walk. The Hall of Fame walk that I put in Reno, and I've been sour on that area ever since. Nonetheless, lesson learned 5 years ago. Let's move on to the game of games. Case, you've seen Gorman play. You've seen Paolo play. Everybody knows what's going to happen. Gorman's going to win big. Is the question, how big is Gorman going to win? Or is the question, does Paolo Verde have a chance? Because Gorman's got to be the favorite. Big players, they've been in the big games before, right? And Paolo Verde may... Paolo Verde's good, but you tell me, what do you think?
Okay, Gorman is the favorite. I'll lay it out like this. If I'm making a line, Gorman might even be a 13-point favorite. Like you said, I don't think it's a question, though, is can Paolo compete? Paolo can compete with these guys. Last year's Paolo team was worse. Gorman's team was better than they were this year. And what Paolo kept it close for, I mean, it was still close. There was only 20 points, right? It was still a close game. So I think it's not even a question, can Paolo compete? Look, if we're playing this game...
How are they going to compete?
Okay, if we're playing this game 100 times, the same conditions, same players, whatever, I'll say right now, Gorman probably wins at least 70, probably 80 of the games.
Okay.
But that being said, this is high school football. Upsets exist in this world, and all year I've said Paolo is going to upset them. I'm picking Paolo. I think Paolo's going to get the upset. There's been bigger upsets before.
There has been. Listen... Brandon Wright was banged up a little bit. He is back and healthy, and he's going to be the best player on the field. I know Gorman's got all its D1 kids, and Gorman is loaded, but I think Brandon Wright has got the speed. This is his game. He's been waiting his whole high school career to play in this game, to lead Paolo past Gorman. You definitely got to find a way, if you're Gorman, to contain Brandon Wright. The kid could be a difference maker. He scored a defensive touchdown last year. I think folks don't realize that even though Gorman won big last year, Paolo was up in the second quarter. And the last time they played at Paolo, the final was 50-14. Now, I know this is a Gorman team. I know they've got a new coach. I know they've got better players. But still, when you walk out onto that field, you know, in Summerlin at Paolo Verde, what's going to go through your head if you're a Gorman player, especially if you were in the program when you lost 50-14 a few years ago, right? I'll give you another good example. Gorman's played 13 or 14 games this year. How many of those games have been on grass?
All of them, just about, right?
No.
You're Gorman on grass. Paolo. Paolo, Gorman. Gorman's had hardly any, right?
Hardly any.
Yeah,
they played at Hamilton on turf, at De La Salle on turf, all its home games on turf, Clark on turf, right? So now Paolo Verde's field is not just grass. It is like cement with dirt and white lines on it.
And they've played – what I meant was they've played all their games in those kind of conditions, correct?
Yes. So I'm thinking maybe the surface gives Paolo a little bit of an advantage. I'm giving you all pro Paolo talk right now. Another thing I like with Paolo is its offense is designed to run the clock, to gain yards, and that's exactly what you need to beat Gorman. You need to control the line of scrimmage, control the clock, get an early lead, have a few breaks go your way, and I think Paolo's got the offense to do it. Misdirection, every which way. I know Gorman's bigger up front, but if Paolo could get their blocks, get their assignments, and execute, the game could potentially be close.
I can't believe you just did all your pro Paolo thing. I didn't even think I'd get any of that out of you.
No, I'm balanced. I'm objective.
Okay,
what do you mean?
I guess I got to put you on the spot, though. When we were talking here yesterday, you were saying Paolo has a chance. You think it's going to be a great game. Then you went out to both practices, and now you've kind of backtracked on that. You like Gorman even more now. What was it about seeing both those teams yesterday in practice that made you even more confident with your Gorman pick?
Well, I watched Gorman. I didn't see Gorman actually practice because they hadn't reached the practice field yet. But I saw the kids doing a little workout in the weight room. And these kids are big, dude. It's like walking in a force. Like, some of these kids are just so big and buff and strong. And then I go over to Paolo's practice, and Paolo looked great too. But they only have like one or two kids that equal that size. Now, I know the bigger they are, the harder they fall. But I just think that Gorman's size, it's kind of like the Liberty argument you're making, right? You're all on to Liberty for the same reasons I'm probably on to Gorman. The only difference between Liberty and Gorman is that Gorman has some great skill position players. The quarterback in New Solomon, he's probably grown 2 inches. He looks great. He's up for National Sophomore of the Year. He throws just a great ball. Ryan Smith, great receiver. Jameer Tillman, great receiver. Shaq Powell, the running back, he fumbled 3 times last week. Several call him the best running back in the state, better than Brandon Wright at Palo Verde. That'll be answered on Saturday, I know. And then, I mean, I just – Gorman's the defending state champs. They have to be beat. I just think Gorman rocks and rolls them. I just think Gorman's offense and defense are more conducive to a blowout victory than I just like Gorman. I think Gorman's got better players, a better scheme, and I think they're just gonna rock and roll.
Here's what I think. Before we came in here, I had a little brainstorming session to think of some of the best high school upsets I can think of. I thought about, first of all, Gene Hackman in Hoosiers and Hickory taking down the title as a huge upset against South Bend. I thought about LeBron James, his junior year. I know we're talking basketball and this is football, but I'm just thinking, his junior year, he had a team better than Gorman. They were supposed to kill everyone. They lost in the state championships to a bunch of probably what you would call unathletic kids. They beat LeBron James
has no heart.
St. Mary's.
Yeah, and he's on a crappy NBA team.
A couple years ago, you probably heard about this school in Kansas, Smith Center. They outscored teams way more than Gorman did. They were on SportsCenter. I think they had outscored teams 1,000-6 or something. Anyway, they have been a power in little 3A Kansas football forever. My high school, before I got in high school, when I was in 8th grade, we played them. Probably a couple hacks like me and you said that we were 28-point underdogs. Went into halftime 28-0, and you know what? Wichita Collegiate, Case Keeper's alma mater, came back and won that game 35-28. All three of those are bigger upsets than what I think is going to happen this weekend when Palo Verde edges one out against Gorman behind a great defensive performance and some great play calling by Darwin Wast. I think they're going to throw a couple passes. They threw one pass last week. I know Gorman's going to be prepared. I know they're well coached, but I think that Coach Ross is going to pick the perfect time to throw in just a great call that's going to get them a touchdown, and I think they can outplay them the rest of the way.
See, I could see Palo beating Gorman. They would have to outscore Gorman. I don't think Palo is going to hold Gorman. Who's going to hold Gorman to whatever points, right? I mean, it took Hamilton the first week of the season to hold them to 17 when Gorman had a lot of young players playing. I think Gorman's going to score at least 5 touchdowns. So now is Palo going to score 5 touchdowns?
So you're saying if Palo wins, it's going to have to be at least like a 42-35
It's
going to
be like a double notebook stat-keeping day, you know, if Paolo wins. I mean,
so you have to take Paolo in the over.
Yeah,
you
you're
think
gonna
Paolo's going to win.
This game's not going under. I mean, Gorman scores, dude. I mean, they get up and down the field with the best of them. You know, it's all field position. Okay, the Ditsworth kid, you know, he's going to kick it on to Summerlin Parkway on every kickoff, right? Could Garrett Dunlap, the kicker from Paolo, do the same thing? Or is, you know, one of Gorman's speedy kids going to take it to the 35? Now you got one complete pass, you're at the 50. One Shaq Powell run, you're at the 40. Next thing you know, touchdown, get the kicking unit out there, right? So Gorman's got to get – I mean, Powell's got to get the ball first, run some clock, right? Ideally for Gorman, they get the ball first. They start at the 20. They run about 8 minutes, and they jam home like a 22-play drive for a touchdown. Then they kick off. They're all fired up because they're in the lead. They force a turnover. They come down, score again. It's 14-0 with like 8 minutes to play in the half. Then I think Paolo's got a chance. If Gorman gets scoring, though, just like Arborview kind of held them in check a little bit. Next thing you know, they score 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the first half, and then they open the second half with an 80-yard bomb. Great rivalry, though. You know, 4 years ago, for Tita Field, they get a permit to open the field early to play the game. Everybody thought Gorman was going to roll. Paolo, well-prepared, a lot of young players, had them by the ropes. Gorman rallies the win. The year later, 50-14 Paolo. Last year, Gorman rolled. What's going to happen this year? History would say Paolo, but You know, if Gorman wins this game, now they're up 3-1 in the kind of like the playoff series. And maybe the tide has turned to where this is, you know, Gorman the cream of the crop, which they are.
Yeah, they are, but...
I mean, they are. It would be an upset.
It would be an upset. I've never denied that.
That would
ever.
Be your headline. Paolo upsets Gorman, right? It wouldn't be Paolo beats Gorman, right?
Right.
Okay, now if
Gorman... Or shocks or stuns.
Now if Gorman wins, it's like, as expected, Gorman rolls to another win.
I guess, I mean, I don't know. I can't rebut that. I admit that it would be an upset, but I think Paolo has what it takes. I like them to get off to a good start. I think they've started their games better than Gorman. One thing I want to mention is that, what do we always talk about with Liberty, that they win the game in the trenches? We talk about their offensive line, their defensive line. That's a big question for Palo Verde. They're going to have to win up front, a huge battle, which, I've only seen both teams. I think I've only watched both teams once this year, so I don't have a sense of how that's going to go up front. I think the first quarter or so is going to be real telling to see who's going to win up front.
I agree with you. Listen, it's going to be a great game. We've been waiting for this case since August. Both teams are well coached by, you know, headed by two of the greatest coaches we have in Las Vegas. Both teams have great players, right? And it's going to be fun to watch them go out there and play. It's going to be a great high school football environment, you know, and I'm rooting for a good game. I don't want to see Gorman win by 40. Is that fun?
I'm going to be bold. They're not going to win by 40. There you go. Paolo Verde, not going to lose by 40.
I you're right. The game's not going to be as lopsided as I would think. But I just want to see a good game, dude. Everybody wants to see a good game. Don't get there at 1 right before kickoff and think they're going to hold the seat for you, folks. Try to get there a little early, okay?
Or a parking spot. Where are we going to park?
I don't know. We're going to carpool, and then we're going to walk from Red Rock over.
There you go.
Red Rock doesn't have a line, but if they did, you think it'd be about 13?
Yeah, I'd say 13. Another thing I do want to just mention, I know it's nothing like up there where we've said so many times, winter storm pounds northern Nevada, but it's going to be cold at Paolo. It's probably going to be the coldest both these two teams have played. Not freezing or anything, but the colder the weather, the more advantage Paolo, I think.
I mean, both kids are familiar with the weather, though. I mean, they're all Las Vegas kids. I mean, the schools are located 7 miles apart. But you're right. I mean, if it snows here, I think the advantage goes to the team that's perceived to be the underdog. And then it would go to Paolo. Listen, Paolo's got its game plan. It's no secret. Run the ball, run the clock, be opportunistic, follow through on your assignments. Both teams are going to be excited. You know, if you can't get up for this game, don't even bother showing up.
Well, final, let's just get to our predictions. I know they're going to be on the picks, too. I've already said I'm taking Paolo Verde to win a close game. Ray, how close do you think it's going to be? And I don't think I've swayed your opinion. I think you're sticking with Gorman to finish this off.
I think Gorman wins by about 4 touchdowns. So give me Gorman by 4 touchdowns and give me McQueen and a close game.
Well, there you go. That would set up a McQueen-Bishop Gorman state championship. I'm calling for the Paolo Verde Liberty state championship. This is the first week ever we've been totally against each other. Just makes it more fun. We'll be back to talk one more time next week to advance the state championship game. Thanks for listening.